Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer, Chris Clements, and Dark Money, Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And we've got some very special guests.
We have breakfast cereal on the table today. Breakfast cereal. Who would have thought we would have breakfast cereal at Dark Light Beer, Dark Money?
Yeah, it's better than beer.
Yeah, we have the Dowdy cousins here, direct from, Grand Canyon University.
Correct.
And, yep. Which is fantastic. You're going to have to put your mic right up there.
Yep.
Yeah, don't be shy about the microphones.
Okay.
No, and Joelle, you're at?
I'm at Arizona Christian University.
Arizona Christian University. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some good Christians here touting their wares.
Yes.
Yeah. And some good old-fashioned granola. And you're graduating today, so I can't even believe that you're here.
I graduate in about 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
So which is incredible.
It's crunch time. It's crunch time.
So, I mean, a little background. You and I met. You introduced me in Robert Vera's class.
Correct.
His entrepreneurial class.
Yep. ENT 446.
ENT, which wins everything at Canyon Ventures, right?
We're not there to just do it. We're there to take over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, like, the Canyon Challenge was, I think, last week.
Correct.
And he took 3 out of the top 5 or something
yep.
the students did.
Yeah.
And you have created your own company through the entrepreneurial spirit there at Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And so why don't you just tell us a little bit about it? Because then you reached out to me about this idea of how do I market this company?
Right.
And then also, we're going to get to this a little bit later, how do you start a podcast? How does this mystery begin?
Right. Yeah. So I am originally from Kona, Hawaii. And I always knew I wanted to go into business. Like I always liked the idea of becoming an entrepreneur and having a company and things like that. And after going to Robert's class, he really makes things a reality for you. It's not just an idea anymore. He's like, no, sit down and let's go through the steps. So that's what we did. And I ended up having my roommates try this homemade granola that I was making in my college apartment. And it was really funny because they tried it and they were like, wait a minute, this is actually good. And I'm like, well,
this is actually edible. It right. doesn't taste like cardboard.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then there's this thing that Ideas Club, which is the entrepreneurship club at GCU, they put on student markets where students get to bring in their products and sell them to the rest of the student body or to professors or whoever's there. And Robert was like, why don't you set up a booth? I set up a little booth and sold out almost immediately. I mean, it only took a few hours and everyone was kind of fiending over this little granola idea that I had kind of made in my apartment, like I said. And it's kind of turned into quite the little venture. And I've been having a lot of fun doing it.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great when you have an idea. And how did you decide on granola? Like, where did this inspiration come from?
Right. So, like I said, growing up in Hawaii, surfing culture, it's very much so a part of the lifestyle, the healthy eating and the exercise and the being out in nature. And also, I would say my parents are a little on the hippie side for sure. Which is so
awesome. Your mom
awesome.
Is here.
My so mom is actually sitting in the podcast studio with us.
Right
yes.
Now.
And it's funny because I grew up eating homemade granola. Like it was something that my mom made all the time. My dad still makes it when I go home. And I loved having it around. It's great. I love eating granola on top of yogurt or acai bowls or whatever it is. And so when I came to college, I was really bummed because I was like, you know, I don't want to just buy cardboard Nature Valley from Walmart or Target or Sprouts or whatever. I was like, you know, I'm going to start making my own granola again. And it kind of turned into like pounds and pounds of oats and things in my room. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
You had a roommate, right?
I had three.
Three roommates. I bet roommates. They were like, what the heck?
They're like, wait a minute, where are all these oats coming from?
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool because the recipes that I have, a lot of the inspiration is from family recipes,
yeah.
which is the coolest part about it because it's not only like new flavors and me kind of making it my own, but it's tradition, which is, it makes it a little more special.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And now you've moved into Canyon Ventures, is that correct?
Yes.
A spot there amongst you know, the big hats and
right,
and
Noggin Boss, yes.
And the Hooless Zappers. The
little, yeah, little taser
that's
things.
Amazing. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
It's great.
Congratulations.
Thank
that's like
you.
such a topping on, you know, just an inspiration to do granola.
Right, right. Yeah, it's really exciting. And having just that environment, being surrounded by people who are so driven and so entrepreneurship minded. And then also the just kind of the people's faith behind it as well is really awesome, because it's not only just this like, oh, business grind, but it's also like, hey man, like, what do you need prayer for?
Yeah.
How can we implement that into our business, which is just the coolest environment to be in, you know?
Are you going to have the Brands 49 guys start cold calling for you?
I would love that.
Yeah, that's probably the next step.
It's a good test for them to do. Probably. So yeah. They can market granola.
Yeah, so they can co-call like, hey, a bunch of buyers at yeah. you know, different chains yeah. with a granola company. Why not?
Give them a challenge.
Yeah. I
mean, jump on board. And that's the thing is that, I mean, you know, you find someone who wants to do some distribution for you, and then you're going to have to really ramp up. I mean, it's right. going to
have you
not
done
just be in your kitchen.
The big farmer's market at Phoenix Baptist yet?
So I have actually.
Saturdays?
I just sat down with Robert actually a couple days ago, and we were talking about it. And he's like, "All right, what do you think is next? Like, how do we keep doing this? Because obviously, this is something that I want to continue to do. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think it's really, really going to blow up." And we're like, "Why don't we go on tour? Why don't we go on a farmer's market tour through Arizona, Southern California, maybe hit Utah, maybe whatever?" So we're the next couple of weeks is going to be mapping out a little farmer's market tour sponsored by Canyon Ventures, Grand Canyon University, and Balanced by Joe.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, if you hit it big at that farmer's market there at
right.
Phoenix Baptist, that has made a lot of companies
yep.
grow overnight. So
right.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And Joe, you're here because you're yeah. a burgeoning podcaster.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Right now, life is a little bit
busy. Is your studio a lot like this?
It's more of my dorm room right now.
Yeah.
But, next year I'm going to try and make a little makeshift thing in either Joanna's office or something. But this summer I'm going to really try and put more effort into it. I've had it for so many years, but I've, like, video a little bit here, a little bit of there. But the Lord's just been calling me into it for so long, but I've been so scared because it's just not something that makes me comfortable. I love doing it. I love, my podcast is all about faith and what that yeah. looks like in my life. And
that happens
just trying
to
encourage
people.
That
happens to be one of our key pillars here.
Yes, I heard.
Light Beard, Dark Money.
Yeah. And I really just want to dive into that more. Right now, my life is really consisting of just softball and school. So it's been really hard to find time. But I do love it, and I know the Lord wants me to do it. So I'm just going to start diving into it more.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for the podcast?
It's been years. I started a YouTube in high school my senior year, and now I'm going to be a senior in college. So it's been quite a while. I've had it. I've just posted videos. Just really what's been on my heart. It hasn't been like, oh, this is going to be my job. But it's just like the Lord put it on my heart. I prayed about it for a very long time, and I just started posting videos just to inspire people, but more of just encouragement, what's going through my life to make people feel like they can relate. And so I've just been trying to do that. And then lately the Lord's like, no, like you need to do this more and more. And it's made me really scared. So I'm like, no, let's not. And so I stopped and I was like, there's no way you want me to do this. I'm so unqualified. And it's just been
that's
more
what
of
we
my
thought.
Heart.
Yeah.
yeah.
Trust me, you
yeah.
can do this.
3 years yeah. ago. That's yeah. what we thought.
Like, well, and I love that you are following your heart on this, because I think that with young people, there is so much not to be optimistic about.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can relate to people and say, hey, this is something that, you know, to give people encouragement, I think young people today need more and more of that. I love the example that you're both setting mm-hmm. to your peers, because there's so many that just don't view the world as yeah. an optimistic future. It's like
right.
trying to escape from it instead yeah. of embrace it.
Yeah.
Right?
And I feel like even with social media, a lot of people are just really fake on there. And I feel like they're not real with who they are. And that's just my intention with it. I just want people to feel like, no, like you are who you, like the Lord has such a plan for your life, and you don't need to fake it with, I know TikTok's a huge thing and YouTube and all these things. People want to be famous or be influencers. Like, that's not my intention at all. I just want people to feel like they have a space to be real and be who they are and be who the Lord made them to be.
That's a very clear-eyed view of it. Because, I mean, when you look at what Chris and I have been doing with this podcast, it's obviously very political for the most part. Mm-hmm. And when I look at other political podcasts and other political commentators, they're always trying to say the most outrageous or crazy thing because they want to get the clicks. Yep. They want to get the exposure. And I think one of the successes that we've had in our growth on this podcast is that we are literally just saying exactly what we feel.
Yeah.
And it's not fake and it's not outrageous. I mean, sometimes it might be outrageous, but it's who we are. And so nobody can say, man, that's kind of crazy. What, mm-hmm. is that really what he thinks? They know that that's what we think mm-hmm. because we're just completely transparent about yeah. how we feel.
Yeah.
Well, and that authenticity is just rare. I mean, mm-hmm. like you said, it's rare in podcasting. It's rare in media. Everything mm-hmm. is caged in some sort of, you yeah. know, slant.
Yeah.
And so you taking the lead and showing some leadership mm-hmm. and sharing your heart. I think that's probably the hardest thing in this venue or just in yeah. podcasting in general, is, you know, being authentic, sharing your heart, being transparent, and hoping people respond to that, hoping people yeah. are inspired by that.
The advice I'd give you is, I mean, it's probably, you know, some people say don't ever read the comments. You should read comments because that'll give you some feedback. Mm-hmm. But don't let any of the negative stuff yeah. stop you from being who you are.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because you will get haters. I mean, yeah. it's astounding yeah. how many people will say the most vile things to people they don't even know.
I know. That's the crazy thing.
It's amazing.
And I've already like got one little clip on YouTube and it had a like quite a bit of views, and like the comments, I was like, they don't even know me. But I feel like that's why the Lord was preparing me for so many years to be where I'm at, because I'm like, oh, nothing can shake me. In the aspect of no one can offend my faith, because I already know who I am and I know what I stand on. And so you can say whatever you want, but I know who I am.
Yeah. Well, the very fact that you're putting your faith out there and being open about it and transparent about it and leading on that mm-hmm. is going to get you attacked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Oh, I know that. So. That's why I was also like, Lord, I don't think I'm qualified for this.
No,
you're qualified.
Yeah.
I don't think, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. You're going to be fine. It's just be resilient.
Yeah. So. Oh, I know.
So I'm intrigued by the granola because I'm a little bit of, I try to be a health nut.
You are a health nut.
But what I'm interested in is how did you, what were you majoring in, or what has been your major? What are you graduating with as far as your major? And did it have anything to do with marketing granola?
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. I came into Grand Canyon this past year. It's my first year at GCU and my last year at GCU, which is ironic. But I'm double majoring in entrepreneurship and family studies. So I initially wanted to go into social work and I kind of wanted to do that, and then I more started loving the business side of things, and then I've been kind of looking into different nonprofit ideas and things like that. I had absolutely nothing to do with cooking granola.
Yeah.
But it has helped me a ton, just the experience of, like, I've taken so many random classes that have nothing to do with anything, I feel like, but for whatever reason, they've all kind of, like, I've pulled little things from different classes and I'm like, okay, I actually kind of know how to do marketing for some of these things. And that's part of the reason why I met up with Chris. We went and got coffee because I was like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I need a little more, you know, and obviously Robert is such a big factor in just helping me start this in the first place. But any like feedback or any advice, anything
well,
like
Robert
that.
Robert is the rock star over at GCU. If they lose Robert, they're going to be in deep trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's smart to talk to Chris. If this guy can sell beer for 25, 30 years, then right. you can definitely sell granola.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the goal.
Absolutely. That is, truer words were never spoken, for sure. Well, no, and we're sitting there, we're having coffee. She goes, well, and then I have this granola company. And I'm like, oh, okay, granola.
And you did look very confused when I handed it to you. He was taken aback. He was like, what is this? I'm like,
well, because
it's granola.
You were talking about your cousin you're talking about podcasting. Yep. Initially, I thought that's what we were going to be talking about. And then I tasted your espresso.
Yeah, granola, the all-nighter.
Mm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really good. And I'm not a granola connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination, but it was really good. And I'm like, this is what you need to focus on. This
well, might I add, he finished the entire bag sitting there.
I don't doubt that.
So if that says anything about anything, we were sitting there having coffee and I turn around, come back, and the bag is gone. And I was like, well, all right. I think we got something here.
But, but what our listeners really need to know about you, other than your passion for granola, is that in your other life, back in Hawaii, you were a championship surfer.
Yeah.
I love to surf.
Like you're like the real deal. There's stuff online about you're like the...
Someone did some research.
Yeah.
I have a really big passion for surfing and for the ocean and just so much respect for the water. And to be honest with you, it was my therapy for a lot of years. I just really felt like that was my escape. That was my little fix that I needed. And my ultimate passion is to be able to give that to other people. Like I love to teach people how to surf. I taught surf lessons and I coached for years and years. And it's just what I love to do. Being able to share that with other people is just, it's unmatched.
Yeah.
Seeing people surf for the first time and just the feeling that they have. And I know that feeling, which is why it's so cool. And just, it's awesome.
Yeah. Surfing and granola.
Surfing and granola.
Yeah. I can't surf.
It's good,
I've
good,
tried.
Good match.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not
She'll
pretty.
Teach you. I didn't know how to surf and she taught me. So.
Oh,
good.
I know who would love to meet her, and that's Campbell, my daughter.
Yeah.
All about. What was that big surfing movie about the girl who lost her?
Soul Surfer.
She loves Soul Surfer.
Oh, I love. Yep.
Yeah. Loves
Bethany Hamilton.
Bethany Hamilton.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So Joanna, tell us about how people can get your granola,
right?
And then Joelle, tell us about how people can follow you on your podcast.
Yeah. So, website is dropping this Sunday, which is so awesome, super amazing. Big shout out to my cousin who helped me do that. He's great. It's balancedbyjoe.com, and we're going to be doing all online orders throughout the summer for the most part, except for pop-ups and different farmers markets, which we will release on our social media, which is balanced.byjoe. So you can follow us on Instagram. But yeah, the website, it's going to be, we can ship anywhere. I actually just got the A-OK that I can ship to Europe now, which is so fun.
Wow.
Oh,
great,
so that'll be, so if you know anybody in Europe who needs a little granola, let me know. Instagram and then our website. For the most part.
Great.
Or come visit over at Canyon Ventures.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just on YouTube right now, so it's just at Made by Faith Podcast. And it has all my stuff on there, has my Instagram on there, and we'll be posting a lot lately. I'm gonna be done with school this week, and then we're gonna start going every day trying to get everything out there and all the videos. Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Great. Congratulations to both of you.
Well, best
Thank
of
you.
Luck.
Thank
I
you.
Mean,
really fantastic.
You guys are an inspiration. I hope that people listen and get inspired and follow you guys and buy you a lot of granola. And
appreciate
a lot of
it.
Faith.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Best of luck to you both. God bless. And thanks for listening.
Well,
thanks, everybody.